You're crazy.
Hey, can y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Do I sound weird?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Crazy, man.
Fucking crazy.
I got a word for that. That booker.
Thanks.
You can tell we ain't done this shit in a while.
But it's good, though. It's good to be back. It feels good.
People right. See how long it lasts. People, I want to teach y'all how to fucking do this shit without me.
Why? I just enjoy we need you. Why are you not?
No, I'm not the host.
Well, you need to be on the podcast, though.
No,
you're our Karen. We need you here.
Yeah.
I'm a Karen.
I can't do this shit by myself.
You're not.
But I will be, because Vegeta 90% of the time is asleep. Beard is either playing baseball or golf.
Bitch, I know. It gets 2 o'clock in the morning and I'm wide awake.
Rick has 87 kids now, so I don't know what the fuck else to do.
Speaking of going outside,
we
are making mud pie or something.
What's going on, ECFL? Welcome to the long-awaited first episode of The Elites. I'm your host with the most, Aaron 1054. As always, I got with me Canes 87.
It's awesome.
Prince Vegeta.
Don't I?
And Beard on Blast.
Yo, 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 what it is?
Hey, Canes, can you earmuff it for me?
Earmuffs.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
I'm Joe Biden, and I approve this message.
Jesus. That's a good one.
If you were looking for a good podcast, you've come to the wrong place. You're going to hear a lot of...
For example, there's a situation where there's an estimation of somewhere between 700 billion and a trillion 300 million billion dollars. If we become more IRS agents and we go after those folks who are avoiding taxes at the top end.
Yep, that's what we're going to sound like talking about football in a
few
minutes.
It's so bad.
Not even got their podcast, but it ain't nothing like this one.
Just saying. Yeah, it's
You not only will you get good podcasts and good commentary, you also get stupid crap like Vegeta choking on a cock in the background.
or his dry ass chicken. One of the other.
Oh yeah. Hey, does Ted still have the earmuffs on?
Earmuffs, Ted. Earmuffs.
Ted, put your earmuffs on. Your band.
Fire in the hole.
that's gonna be my fun. Whenever somebody just shoots off the cuff at somebody, it's gonna be
fire in the hole.
Is that that old ass dude off of
yeah?
What's that movie? Sweet Home Alabama.
Yeah. But listen, I've got it all planned out. I'm gonna when they say something, it's
fire in the hole.
Then they're gonna continue talking, and then when they get done talking.
Canes is on a meme run right now. He's not even. It's joking.
Look, we got to keep our composure, guys.
16 memes in the past Nobody 5 minutes. Cares. Are we going to do the player of the week or are we going to wait? Have we decided?
Nobody cares.
We can do it.
Hey, do you need one that says fake news?
Fake news. Oh, I had that one. I used to have it. Oh, that's wait list. Okay, players of the week. Let's do the offensive first because it's kind of a runaway.
I'm in.
But we're going up through the quad to the gymnasium.
Snoop the loop. Bring your hat.
Bring your green hat. Come on. All right, so the nominees were Oswald Cobblepot of App State, Nichols McGurkin of App State, Teddy Legend of App State, Austin Wheeler of Army, Bryce Walker of Boston College, Braden Johnson of Northwestern, Oscar Oden, and Hubba Lloyd, both from Rutgers. That's all of them.
I can't even remember who I voted for, I'm not even going to lie.
Oh, I know who I voted
for. I think it was a halfback, maybe?
That narrows it down.
I know.
Just one of them, not all of them.
That remember. Narrows it down to three.
That's all I can remember.
Probably the one with four touchdowns.
Yeah, either the more touchdowns and the more yards is the one that got my vote.
The one with the more touchdowns and more yards is the same guy. So.
The one with the most is...
Well, I want that guy.
That's a good choice because that would be the winner with 43 of the 114 votes. It was Braden Johnson, 38 attempts, 277 yards, 4 touchdowns.
Yeah, that guy.
Plus 2 catches for 10 yards.
I do want to say it was pretty crazy that there were 3 out-of-state players on that.
I mean, really, out of the 18 teams, there was only 1, 2, 3, 5 teams. Rutgers had 2, App had 3, Army had Northwestern, BC, and Army. Where was App on the defensive side, though? Exactly. Let's go to the defensive side now.
Let's do it.
We had freshman sensation Miles Cade of Arizona State, Eli Grigsby of Baylor, old cowboy Jim himself, Bjorn Berserker from Baylor, Jamison Beasley of UCF, Trevard Lindley of Fresno, old cowboy junior's brother, Michael Rory, Northwestern, Brian Zerns of Texas Tech, and Doug Townsend of Wake Forest.
I want to say Townsend that I voted for. Is he the one that had 6 sacks?
Yeah.
Yep, that's who I voted for.
Sure I voted for the cornerback who had the pass deflections, the INT, and the touchdown.
The only defensive touchdown of the week went to Trevard Lindley of Fresno.
That's one I voted for.
This came down to a 2-person race between Doug Townsend of Wake Forest and Trevard Lindley of Fresno State. And went in by 3 votes, 42-39. I don't know what the fuck's going on in the background. But
somebody's opening up drawers. Beard.
Not me.
It goes to defensive end Doug Townsend of Wake Forest with 7 tackles, 6 tackles for loss, and 6 sacks.
That's what I'm talking about.
Which makes sense. I mean, hell, nobody else had more than, I think, 3, so.
Yeah. What's the record? Do we know what the record is in the game?
I don't remember. I can't keep up with all these damn records.
Yeah, they're a lot.
And the people in the records chat don't do shit.
Goddamn records people.
Did you know, look, you? I was calling people out. Beard ain't dropping the bomb or nothing.
Hmm.
Ain't even paying attention.
He was too busy opening up drawers.
Oh no, I'm over here like playing with soundboard stuff now, man. I'm sorry. I'm out of.
Got a dart in your neck.
Fake news.
You are fake news.
Do you want to move on to the almighty coaches poll that we had a couple of coaches
let's do the admin poll first.
Yeah, do the admin poll because some of these coaches had an aneurysm while they were doing theirs.
What poll are we doing first?
Admin.
Mine in particular. Pretty much.
Almost spit water out. That was funny. That caught me off guard.
You want something else that'll catch you off guard?
We're going streaking.
Let me introduce you. You think you've heard the greatest cover, but let me introduce you to the greatest cover in the world.
Can you blow my whistle, baby? Whistle, baby. Let me know. Girl, I'm gonna show you how to do it. And we can do it slow.
You just put your lips together. Is it weird though? My question is, is it weird that it's good?
Who is that?
Stop.
Josh Hutcherson, maybe?
Like some Backstreet Boys or NSYNC 98.
But the thing is it not weird that that song could literally have so much range that it could have been a boy band pop song when we were kids?
I mean, it could have been.
That's Flo Rida.
Yes.
That's the original.
Yeah,
I was about to say.
this game.
Welcome to reality. That's Flo Rida.
Hey, Canes, did you know that Flo Rida is actually Florida broken up into two words?
Yeah. Look, we old around here.
We are old, but at least I know who Flo Rida is.
I know who Flo Rida is.
Did you know? Hey, that's Flo Rida.
He was sending memes the whole time.
I was.
Literally Kane's brain.
I'm so glad Beard is cracking himself up.
That's awesome, dude. Right, I got a dart in my neck.
What is
and with that? Oh. Have a good night.
Yeah.
I'm crying.
What's the admin poll look like?
Somebody else do it. Why I gotta do all this shit?
Because you have the admin poll. We don't have
posted.
The admin. Where at?
Polls?
And I'll do it. Let me go find it.
Kane, you don't want to do admin poll?
Not really. Hell, I just agreed with Kickler.
I say that. I don't see it either.
Oh, polls. Check it down.
Elite Center polls.
Oh, yeah. It's actually in the main. I was looking in ours for some reason.
Ours looks better.
Start at 18.
Y'all's looks better than what?
Their graphic. Mom. Their graphic.
Hang on.
Today. Dude. Oh, that's what you need. You need Jeopardy songs so we can push it whenever you're not doing. Yeah.
Hang on. I got this. I've been prepping my whole life for this.
Not really.
All right. Kind of. Sort of. Just a little bit, maybe.
Oh, my God.
Okay. I am still looking for polls, honestly.
You're really fucking this up for us.
All right. Y'all ready for the admin poll?
Yes, 37 years later.
Yeah, you could add the other stuff on. So the admin are coming in. And they are ranking the 18 teams in the ECFL. I can't even get the words out. At number 18.
No regrets.
Oregon State. Coming in at 17 in a healthy fighting weight of 215, the Cincinnati Bearcats. Coming in at 16 at an unhealthy weight of 6 ounces, the Maryland Terrapins. 15, your Duke Blue Devils. I have nothing bad to say about them. And at number 14, the Baylor Bears. Back to you in the booth.
That was it.
Well, that's you. I didn't think you wanted the whole 18.
Do the whole polls.
Yeah, I thought we always broke them down like five at a time.
Well, we usually do that with the coaches' poll. We can't do it with both of them.
Well, we never had an admin poll.
I know, that's what I'm saying. I'm lost. We can. That's a good one.
Maybe my favorite one. Okay. Why is it?
Okay,
explain to me why. I was just saying, explain to me why farts are funny.
I don't. That's a great.
It's only
question.
Funny to immature people.
Mm. All right. So I guess y'all's poll is different than the coach's poll. Do we want that? Yes. Yes. We need it. We needed that while you were looking for your stupid stuff.
Sucks for you. You're the only one who could do it to us.
I know, right? When you really needed that for those. Do we want to break down the coaches poll and the admin poll and compare them, or just wait?
Sure. You're the host. Do it.
I don't have. Okay. I'll have to go to the end of this. Is the results updated?
Yeah.
What results?
Yeah. Well, the coach's poll. Beard, make sure. A graphic out of that.
Eventually, I will. So, I don't even get paid. I mean, I do more than Kickler does. Jeez.
Mm. He's not even here.
That's why I said it. I didn't want to start it. I didn't want to spark a whole argument with Canes.
What a waste.
All right, anyway. So, 18 through 14 for the actual poll. A little slightly different. 18's match with Oregon State. Duke slips from 15 to 17 in the coaches' poll. Cincinnati actually gains a spot at 16. FAU is nowhere near where they are in the admin poll. They're at 15. And then coming in at 14 is Northwestern. So a lot of difference.
Holy crap.
You didn't update it, did you?
Which one are you looking at?
The results. Did you not update the results?
Where?
Oh, my gosh.
On the average?
All you got to do.
Dude, that is not, that's not right.
Right here, grab these.
That's not right.
Copy. Oh, I realized that. I understand.
Sorry, guys. It's our first time.
Why didn't you just go to the fucking week and like sort it?
Because all you have to do is do it this way.
Look, there it is. Done.
I was wondering, I was like, what in the hell is going on?
Okay. That's. Anyway, now it's on the results page where it's supposed to be. So
no, because that's still not right.
It's still wrong.
Yes, it is.
No, that is.
Right. Why did you unorganize them?
It's right on the results page now.
You didn't change anything.
Yeah,
I changed the fucking teams.
I'm looking at back and forth. Hit your back button. See if it takes my numbers away.
Your numbers are fine. You didn't have the teams right.
Now you have them right.
God, don't worry about it. It's all good. So
it's a fucking dart in his neck.
It's awesome, bro. 18 is not the same then in the coaches' poll.
Quit pushing the button.
18 is not the same in the coaches' poll as it is in the admin poll. Falling a spot is Cincinnati to 18. 17 goes to Maryland. They also fall a spot. 16 goes to Duke, who also falls a spot. And then Oregon State gets a three-man jump back up to 15. And then dropping to 14 after a apparently embarrassing loss, according to some people, Fresno State.
Not a okay, so fucking thing.
So Cincinnati, Maryland, Duke, Oregon State, and Fresno State all suffered losses. How Fresno State fell as far as they did, which where were they at? Yeah, they were number nine.
I don't know.
That's only a 4-point slip after a loss.
Well, they were 8 in the admin poll and 9 in the coaches poll and fell to 14. How did they...
Right, but it's, I mean, still an embarrassing loss, I think, in their minds.
But everybody that's in front of them were ranked behind them and also lost. That makes no sense.
I mean, does Oregon State moving up 3 spots after losing make no sense?
Yes.
Does Beard make any sense?
No.
Yes. That is not true. Y'all hurt my feelings.
Does Stepsis over there make any sense?
I think he's asleep again.
I'm here.
Fire in the hole.
So, I mean, I get it too, though. I get what you're saying. It does. It is kind of odd, but I think as many as I can think of, coaches have been doing this long enough in the ECFL that we kind of can look at a team based off of play, and even if they lose, and say, hey, yeah, they're pretty good. Take Oregon State, for example. Which, I think they're better than 18.
I mean, I guess average of 14 is right. So
that's not crazy, though. You know what I mean? Like a four-person drop. Shut up.
You're crazy, man.
I guess.
You're crazy, dude.
Let's hear the next Nixons.
All right. Coaches poll or admin poll first. Mm-hmm. Coming in at 13, ASU. Coming in at 12, ULL. Coming in at 11, Fresno. Coming in at 10, UCF. And coming in at 9, Rutgers.
All right. Comparative to the coaches poll, what is that close?
So coaches poll 13 is Baylor. 12 is Arizona State. 11 is ULL. 10 is Central Florida. And 9 is Northwestern. So, I mean, it's not crazy off.
No. They're relatively close. I think what's hurt Baylor is the absolute skull dragging they took.
I agree.
Yeah, they went from number 4
mm-hmm.
to, 14 in admin? And then what are they in the coaches?
Back down the Cowboys' 13. Familiar spot. Mm.
Mm. Well, he did say that. He was like, oh, I'll be at number 4 first week. He was like, I'll be at the bottom week 2. He did call it.
I think he threw that game on purpose.
Ah, usually he knows. Like, if he picks himself, that means, you know, they're going to do good, and he didn't pick himself, so.
He is the most honest picker we have. The rest of us are taking ourselves. If we're
but I see, you know, ULL's game with us got cut short. They're not going to be a slouch this year. They have a pretty good squad. That freshman quarterback actually looked really good for them. Looked a whole lot better than I expected.
Who are you talking about?
ULL.
Oh, swooshy to God.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they who did they really play? Who did they play?
North Dakota. It was 24-6 at half when it crashed, or 24-7.
That's right. I don't know why that I didn't think about that.
Yeah, it crashed.
Yeah, that was heading to like 54-11.
No. It was crazy that they went straight down the field and scored right off the bat.
And they did.
Like, no problem.
And it scared the hell out of me because none of my Sims did that. And I was like,
we might be in trouble.
I ain't never seen this Sim before.
We got some slider wrong somewhere, boys.
Yeah.
I don't know which one, but one of them is wrong.
Because my brother texted me. He's like, did this happen? And I was like, nope. Ain't never seen this before. But, I mean, they usually get it turned around. They're usually a pretty decent squad. Same thing with Fresno and UCF, it's different not to see them in the.
Well, here's
awesome, top 5.
You're crazy, man.
Yeah, I feel
crazy,
like
man. Crazy.
ASU, Canes. How's ASU?
What?
You don't have nothing to say. I know you're not the coach. I'm just asking. I know you talked to some of the guys still. How are they feeling about that?
What are you talking about? All my guys left.
Well, you talk to some of them.
I don't talk to any of them.
Well, you can see what they're saying in locker room chat. What are they saying?
They're not talking.
Okay, well, there you go. That's what
they got their own server.
Oh. Sketchy. We have our own, too, but it's okay. So no one knows about anything. It's weird not having you talk about ASU.
Why do you think I put ASU winning the other night?
It's really weird.
I won, but it wasn't ASU.
Yeah.
I think the thing about ULL, the problem is going to be they're walking into a slaughterhouse weeks 1 and 2.
Yeah. It's a
real. Go ahead and say it. Go ahead and say it. I know what you want to say.
Which one?
You.
Which one? About what?
About your former wide receiver.
Oh, no. I don't have anything negative to say about him.
Yet.
No, I really don't have a problem with – I mean, we didn't end on the greatest of terms in the sense of he dipped because we lost too much and he's fixing to start 0-2, which is two-thirds of the losses.
That's what I was waiting for you to say.
Boom.
Roasted.
Bruh. And
look, you said it, and my brain just immediately went.
All right, bet.
There you go, bet.
All right, bet. Let's go.
What about Rutgers at 9 in the admin?
I mean, it was a high scoring game at Oregon State.
But this, it's Rutgers at 9. I'm not used to seeing them inside the top 10.
They made the playoffs last year.
I know. They're turning things around.
You got anything? Well, we know Beard don't have anything. He wants to talk about Wookiee, not C-Web.
There was wait. There was more than one coach in that game. I didn't even know anything about that. All I know is
you are fake news.
You're crazy, man.
All right, crazy. Let's move on to the next.
Beard.
Yeah.
He's falling asleep.
Yeah.
No, I was looking at something else at
fucking
Discord.
Fuck.
So I clicked off of the polls. What's and everything that? And what?
Vegeta, what are you doing? Right.
So coming in at number 9 in the admin poll is FAU. Huge jump. Actually, that's not number 9, that's number 8. Huge jump. For them, their coach may have called it. 7 is Northwestern, 6 is Boston College. 5 is Wake Forest, and
stop
4
right there.
Is Texas Tech.
Oh, well. You stop right there.
That's where I was going to stop at 4.
Not exactly. That's what I was saying.
You mean to say 4 or not say 4?
You already
4.
Said
I'm confused.
4.
Texas Tech. So, the other poll is FAU at 8, Rutgers at 7, Boston College at 6, Wake Forest at 5, Texas Tech at 4. So those are, it's exactly the same except for Rutgers was higher and flip spots with FAU, I think.
Okay. What about old Boston College jumping up?
Don't get used to it.
Don't get used to it.
I don't know what's playing, NFL or fucking SpongeBob.
Why can't it be both?
Texas Tech at 4. I like Texas Tech at 4. I think they're really good this year, building off last year.
They had to stay at 4.
They didn't play nobody.
Well, building off last year, I think they're going to have a good season.
Fake news.
Wake Forest had a good season last year.
Fake news.
What's the top 3?
Top 3. So that brings it down to App State, Army, and North Dakota State. Coming in the 3 spot.
Oh, shit.
On both polls. App State, I'm just kidding, it's Army.
Are you though?
I am. It is unfortunately less, but 3 is better than 18, which is where I've
in some cases.
Valid.
I don't know. People are just butthurt.
There's zero resentment in the booth. If you can't tell,
it's all right. They'll get knocked out of the playoffs by us. It's okay.
Mm.
I stand by. I don't think they're going to make the playoffs anyway.
I was going to say, and that's if they even win enough games to get there.
So there's your top. There's your top 3, all the way up to top 3. We gave you Army as 3. So now, number 1, both in your home and in your heart, North Dakota State, which means App State's 2.
Hmm.
I feel like that's kind of what we expected.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it was last week, and that's pretty much how we finished off. So, no changes there until we start playing each other and beating each other. And going to be fun.
I don't know. When do we all play each other?
I play you 5.
We play, yeah, we play rivalry week. Rivalry
10.
Week 10.
And then I'll play Texas Tech, who's, I guess, technically in there.
Well, yeah, they're 4, so.
That's my rivalry game.
Well. Now we got to go to. we should make Kane's rap.
Oh no, that's got to happen. That was part of the bet.
Well, just... y'all have a good night.
you can't watch out on that. No, sir.
Bruh. I bet you I can because I can just hit and finish recording.
I was just looking at the pick'ems and I was like, oh yeah, Gaines has to wrap.
I don't have anything set up.
Okay, look, we'll give you a week to prepare.
How about this? We'll give him a week and he can do it on his own and just post the video.
Yeah, okay.
Or we can just rap live on the podcast. Oh. Well, let's go over last week's pick'ems. Last week, I went 7-2. Canes went 7-2. Vegeta went 8-1. Kickler went 7-2. Ted went 6-3. Beard went 8-1. And Cowboy Jim, as he always does, 9-0 for the first 6 weeks, and then shits the bed.
He didn't last year.
End it now. End it now.
I know, right? Let's see. Ted missed 3, so he's in last. So without further ado, let's get to this week's schedule and picks. I got it right here, or I had it. Now I do.
I can't pull it up. My internet's
I got crashed. It. Monday, we have North Dakota State and Northwestern.
You know I played the games out to the side, right?
Oh, I did not. Oh, I see it now. Hell yeah. I'm moving on up in the world. I feel like a big shot. Yeah, so North Dakota State and Northwestern. I obviously have North Dakota State. Kickler is going to take North Dakota State. I don't know. Canes, what are you taking?
What'd I say? I didn't say anything. I'm listening.
Okay.
Canes, who you got?
Give me the team up north.
Okay.
I mean, technically.
Aaron is just going with it.
Vegeta, who you got?
Yeah, I'm gonna give me NDSU.
I still haven't even said who.
Beard, who you got?
I'm also gonna take North Dakota State.
And then we'll get Cowboy and
it's apparently Ted's. Over Vegeta's head or Aaron's head.
The team up north? No, I got it. It was North Dakota State and Northwestern. I just went ahead and assumed for you.
Nobody cares.
Fake news.
You are fake news.
The next game is Rutgers.
For example.
We ain't got time for him to talk on that fucking shit.
I'm it takes taking,
10 minutes.
I'm taking App State. Canes, who you got?
Mountaineers.
Vegeta's
taking App. Luke Combs.
By 50. Beard, who you got?
I'd like to say this is a tough one, but Vegeta somehow has figured out how to get Carr and all them to throw his money at him. I think it has something to do with
sticking out your gap for the Rizzler. You're so skibbity. You're so phantom tag.
I think that's how he gets. I think that's how he gets all of his guys to upgrade. You ever heard that sound?
Sticking out your gap for the Rizzler.
Your gap?
What is
that? Answer it,
dude. I'm old. You're a teacher, so you hear all this lingo. What the fuck does that even mean?
It doesn't well just because I hear it doesn't mean I know
Canes,
what it means.
Canes and y'all Canes, you have kids old enough to know what that is. What is that?
I have no idea. I've never heard that shit.
What's a quap?
How do you spell that? I gotta Google that.
I gotta give you another sound.
Sticking out your gyat for the rizzle.
Gyat?
What is a gyat?
Anyway, while you look that up, I'm taking Appalachian State.
What the okay. All right. Then we got Maryland and Wake.
Sticking out. Oh. It's G-Y-A-T-T.
Yeah.
Google. A slang term for goddamn. And is usually said in response to seeing an attractive woman.
You're so skibidi. You're so phantom tax. What the fuck are y'all talking about?
I don't even know. I just thought it sounded funny.
Here's another one that says, get your act together.
I don't, doesn't it make sense with the, verse?
Okay, the slang got is G-Y-A-T-T, is an exclamation used to express excitement or shock, especially in reaction to seeing a large ass or a voluptuous woman.
What is a Rizzler?
Rizzler. I do know a Rizzler. Like, rizzing is like when you it's the, so it was drip. And then it was, but when we had it, what did we call all of our swag? You like all of our swag?
That's like Riz.
All the gold chains and stuff.
Yeah, that's Riz.
That's why they call it, they say the hottest kid in school is the Rizzler.
Sticking out that. Your
fucking
Rizzler. You're so skibidi. You're so phantom tax. I just want to be your Sigma. Freaking come here, give me your Ohio.
It sounds like something I wrote tonight.
Ohio.
What is your Ohio?
I'm imagining that's round on both ends, bro.
Rizzler is a good person. Having Riz is when you have good game.
Yeah, and
being
game
a Rizzler is like when you're a pro at flirting with people.
Right.
Sticking out your gut. That's stuck in my head now. All right. Back on.
This back refers on. To someone sticking out their ass for a charming person.
Yes, I'm charming.
Yeah, is a shortened version of goddamn.
That's not the one I want.
All right. So back on topic, we got Maryland and Wake Forest. Beard, who you got?
Maryland and Wake Forest. Give me the Demon Deacons, the second best looking team in black and gold, to take it out.
Vegeta, who you have?
Give me Wake Forest by 50.
Canes, who you got?
What are we doing?
Wake Forest or Maryland?
Wake. Sorry, I'm trying to learn all this shit.
Yeah. Oh, song. I'm going Wake too. Then we have Fresno at Texas Tech. Beard, who you got?
Fresno and Texas Tech.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just debating if this is too far. All right, I'm gonna do it anyway. I'm picking the team where if you go in the locker room, it sounds like this.
Bobas! 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 Bobas!
So give me Texas Tech.
What the fuck just happened?
You didn't hear the Asian dude?
No, like no.
Skibidi.
Like all their names on their team are like Asian comic book characters.
Oh. No,
anime.
I'm not into anime, so that's swinging a miss for me.
That's why I created the anime channel.
Canes, who you got?
Texas Tech.
Yeah, I'm not. I mean, I've seen Dragon Ball Z, but I'm not. Boston College at Baylor.
Oh yeah, fuck Vegeta.
I was gonna let it go.
I forgot about that. Who you got, Vegeta?
No, fuck you.
I had already filled it in for you, so I was guessing. Put Texas Tech.
Yeah, you're right.
See,
he didn't. He put Fresno State. I'm looking at it.
You're a liar. Don't lie.
Fucking liar. You're
a fucking liar.
Fire, Timmy.
Jeff's a fucking liar, Timmy.
You're crazy, man.
Can I stay at your house? Why? So you can come on my mom?
What the fuck?
What?
He said.
Sticking out your gap for the Rizzler. You're so skibbity. You're so fantastic. I just want to be your Sigma.
Hold on, I'm gonna tell you to play it here in a second.
No, we were quoting Grandma's Boy.
My mom said you can.
I want you to tell me if you've heard this song.
My roommate.
Beard, you ready to play it?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Sticking out your gyat for the Rizzler.
Was it me?
You're so skibbity. You're so phantom tax. I just want to be your Sigma.
I told you he would know what it was. That's why I told you to ask your kids, because they would know.
My damn 13-year-old son knows what it is, and I don't.
I told you.
I'm just saying, if you get the eggplant emoji and the peach emoji, bad stuff's going down at your house.
I don't know what he'd be sending on his phone. He got a girlfriend.
Sticking out the god for the reason.
I'm going to type a god in the gifts.
How can he see me?
I always tell my girlfriend I want to get her a black cobra fur around her neck, all of her.
Just around the neck.
Alabama steamroller.
I want to get you a black cobra. Just go around. I don't know which turn nuggets.
He goes, can we go home? I have to use the restroom. Why don't you just go pee? I have to pee out of my ass.
I've seen this. My son's watched this dude on freaking.
That's funny.
YouTube or something. He'd be talking to all these girls and shit.
Pimping since been pimping.
Yeah.
Beard, who do you got? Boston College or Baylor?
You're a hooker.
Madam Kamaze.
Let me.
What the fuck is going on?
Y'all are cheesy. Give me Baylor in the hizzy.
I can resist. I found the teammate.
We have lost all control.
I told, look, I gave everybody the warning. This was not going to be like a good podcast.
No. Dude, we got to hurry up. I'm ready for bed.
I am too. I think we're all getting all right, see now. Man. Beard, pick.
I did. I said, give me Boise.
Beard is because he took the muscle relaxers.
Boise?
Yeah, who's
Boise?
Who the fuck is Boise?
You're in the wrong league here.
Yeah.
Give me Baylor.
That's what, yeah.
Baylor, Boise, crazy, kind of man. The same thing. you're crazy, man.
Gina, who you got?
Oh, fuck. We're off the rails. What's the game again? Baylor who?
Boston College at Baylor.
Fuck. Give me Baylor, because I think we're going to try and come back with a vengeance.
Canes, who you got?
Yeah, give me Baylor. Earmuffs, Ted.
Earmuffs.
You're not supposed to know what "yat" means, Ted.
Is Ted not? I don't even think Ted can buy beer yet, can he?
Only White Claws.
What?
White Claw Nation. I don't know who I'm going with here. I'm gonna be different. I'm going Boston College.
You're a bitch.
I'm gonna do it. I gotta be different somehow, somewhere. Beard, UCF or Cincinnati?
Motherfucker.
I took UCF.
UCF. Vegeta.
Yeah, UCF's playing a weaker opponent this week, so I'll give you UCF.
I'm taking UCF. Canes, who you got?
Who's UCF playing?
Cincinnati.
Yeah, UCF.
Okay. Oregon State at Duke, Beard.
It's tough.
It's a barn burner there.
Game of the week.
This may be where I go the opposite side of the coin from everybody else. I am going to go ahead and
how are you going to know if you're picking first?
I'm just taking a guess. I'm going to take Oregon State.
Okay. What the fuck is that? Vegeta, who you got?
Yeah, give me Oregon State until Duke figures out that fucking passing game. Yeah, Oregon State.
Canes.
Is there another coach in this game?
No.
Okay. Give me Wookie.
Oh, yeah, dude. I totally forgot about that. There's no coaches in this game.
What are you talking about?
You got a dart in your neck.
Crazy, man.
Beard, FAU or Arizona State?
Man. Give me Arizona State.
Vegeta?
Yeah, give me ASU.
Canes?
You know what? I'm going to take FAU.
I'm going to take FAU. Just because.
Are we doing the rap again then?
Beard, Army, or ULL?
Really?
Vegeta, probably ULL.
Vegeta, Army or ULL?
Yeah, give me Army.
Canes.
Really? I'm not on ASU anymore.
What?
I'm not on
He's on
anymore,
Army,
so.
Man.
I know. I typed in Army.
So is that a clean sweep for game of the week?
So we'll far? Probably know when we get Cowboy and Kickler, but I would assume my assumption says no that it's probably is a clean sweep. In all seriousness, Canes, are you going to be ready to rap or what?
When?
Next week.
I got to work.
I mean, when you get off of work.
Yeah, we'll do another late night podcast just for you.
I mean, I'll do a late night Saturday podcast.
Just I wouldn't even be off yet.
Well, good. We can wait. We can wait.
I got muscle relaxers for everybody.
Just passing them bitches out.
I do too. I get them for free.
That's horse shit. How do you get them for free? Oh, the VA?
Yep.
Lucky.
You want some? Dude, I'll mail you some.
Pills are good. No, I'm just kidding.
I'll mail you some muscle relaxers. I got like 10 bottles in there.
Jesus Christ.
Somebody needs to be making some money on the side.
Right. That's a pizza gig.
Don't nobody want the damn thing. Oops.
Yeah, they don't do anything. All I need to know is if you're going to have a rap ready or not.
Probably not.
Well, are you going to freestyle it?
Probably not.
What song do you want to freestyle to?
Probably not.
Like Ice Ice Baby?
Yeah.
Something like that?
Yeah.
See, I'm thinking like Ice Ice Baby.
Sticking out your gap for
that's
the
right, right there.
That's what it's gonna sound
you're so
like.
Skibbity, you're so phantom tax.
What is phantom tax?
I just wanna
what's a
stigma? Be you're a sigma for your Ohio. I need like a translator for these lyrics.
What's a phantom tax?
I was just reading that shit.
Yeah, but did you read what it was?
Yes.
Like what it actually meant?
Yes.
What it meant?
Oh, I didn't hear all of it.
Oh, not to you.
Oh, great.
Jesus.
Thanks.
You're so skibidi has to do with some song, skibidi song.
Wow, great. Great answer.
Yep. The term phantom tax. Basically, he would use the term tax whenever he or a guest on his stream took a small bite of food.
What?
So
yeah.
So you're a non-existent bite of food?
In a clip, the streamer Phantom took a bite of some of CNET's cookies, so fans started calling it the Phantom Tax.
What?
I don't know.
These kids need to go the fuck outside.
I just want to be your Sigma. A Sigma male is sort of like a stereotypical macho man who is popular with women.
They're too busy. They're too busy watching people play video games to go the fuck outside, so they come up with stupid shit. Like
freaking come here. Pods. This one is self-explanatory. Give me your Ohio. A lot of popular lyrics videos for the song say Ohio. And spell it like that. However, they think it has. They're actually saying, "Oh, some kind of Japanese word, which is Ohayo, which means good morning." So give me your good morning.
Huh. is that slang for like morning head or something?
I don't think so.
future is not bright.
No, it's not. I don't even know what to think of.
Well, if these kids don't go outside in the sunlight, then we're in a bind.
So, starts out about sticking out your ass for a charming person, then it goes into eating somebody's food, and then a macho man, and then give me your good
morning. Hey, snap it to a Slim Jim.
So, I don't know what the hell they're talking about.
Never mind. That's ridiculous.
At least Ice Ice Baby made some sense.
For real.
Right.
All of the old school raps actually make sense. None of that.
Even Barbie Girl makes sense.
Dude, the Scat Man song made sense.
What does the fox say?
I'm blue. If I was green, they all die, it all made sense.
I'm blue. I would die.
No, I'm blue. If I was green, I would die.
No, it's definitely not.
If you want to bet,
yeah, 100%.
I'm just kidding. But that's once you sing it like that,
you'll never hear it again.
Blue. If I were green, I would die.
It's Dabba Dee Dabba.
I know what.
Here we go,
jackass.
Okay, all night and everything he sees is just blue, like him. And everyone outside to his house with the blue little window and a blue Corvette.
And everything is blue.
See, look, listen. If I was green, I would die.
I'm blue,
I would die. If I were green, I would die. If I were green, I would die. See,
man, stop ruining the song.
See, proved it.
That's a great album.
It is.
Like that whole album's actually pretty good.
No, what's that Beyonce song where she says something, and then my brother said, he's like, I swear I think she said I pooted, and that's all I can hear now. I have got to find that song because y'all would hear it too immediately.
You want like a real big take back? Listen to is it PlayStation? Is that the actual name of the song? Eiffel 65 or Game Station?
Who?
I can't remember.
What Game Station?
Eiffel 65 is the guys who did Blue.
Uh-huh.
Eiffel 65 PlayStation.
I can't remember.
Oh, it's actually called PlayStation.
I've got to find
it. Can y'all hear that?
Nope.
I swear it sounds just like I pooted.
I pooted.
I swear, dude. I found it, oh, what is that? It was the aliens. All right, fellas. Great podcast. I hope everybody got enjoyment out of the mass freaking chaos that we had.
I was trying to get you the PlayStation song so everybody could have like a...
This is why we don't do it late at night.
Yeah, we're all half hilarious. Beard found a soundboard in...
All right, fine. That was just putting my
in some gay in my... song.
Well, I can't.
I believe the song is a national treasure.
Well, I can't promise you that next week won't be
sticking out your yacht for the Rizzler. You're so skibbity. You're so phantom tax. I just wanna be your Sigma.
All I want is that kid to go the fuck outside. And do
why is that kid looking at them sticking out their ass and shit? He's like four.
He needs to get off YouTube and Twitch and go outside.
Speaking of going outside,
we are
making a mud pie or something.
And on that note, I gotta take a dump. We out.
Bruh.